We have Adrian College head football coach Jim Deere here with us for his weekly interview.
Yes. Welcome in, coach.
Thank you.
Well, tough one last Saturday. A kind of a back and forth game for really about three quarters, and really the whole game when you look at how the scoring unfolded.
Yeah, obviously pretty exciting to watch. Unfortunately, ended up on the wrong end of it. But yeah, there was a tale of two halves basically. Offensively, the first half we couldn't get anything done. We're playing well defensively, and then in the second half we were able to do a lot of things offensively and, you know, kind of fell apart defensively. So it's all about consistency. If we can put two halves together with all three phases, I think we can be a good football team.
Well, and you know, as you mentioned, being consistent throughout four quarters, do you, and not looking for excuses, but more for reasons, you know, one of the areas where it's been tough to be consistent for you, I think, this year, due to some injuries, is at the quarterback spot. Do you have kind of a feel? I mean, you've gotten to see two different quarterbacks in action. Is that something that you may continue with to see who may the better QB winner? Is that a practice decision, do you think?
I think we found out who our true quarterback is. And, you know, Mark Lopez has played well in basically back-to-back games, I think.
Okay.
And, Mark will be our quarterback, but that doesn't mean that Brady doesn't have a role on the team. So we'll still kind of use both of them, but it's you know, Mark's the guy right now.
Okay, and you know, as you know, you've done this for a lot of years. You know, you always have to have that next guy ready. I mean, for whether it's struggles on the field or, you know, it is a game where people get dinged up from time to time, and so you've got two young kids that have seen early action in their college careers. So there's some benefits there as well.
Yeah, it's like. You know, injuries, you know, obviously are not a good thing, but the one thing that it does do is it starts to create depth. You get a lot of guys that have played significantly in all, you know, all four games. And, you know, that's, I guess, one of the benefits when you have injuries, as long as they're not season ending.
Right.
And you get guys back and getting healthy. You know, it's been a problem all year long for us up to date, you know, just not having our full team together, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, it just seems like it's one guy after another. You get one back and you lose another one. So hopefully we can get healthy here down the stretch.
Looking at a positive from that last game, though, you did have two defensive touchdowns from younger guys and, you know, kind of alluding to your point, you know, that depth really helping getting those younger guys on the field and then them scoring and contributing to a really close game at that point in time.
Yeah, it was. It was, you know, especially in the first half when we ended up, Andrew Thomas got the pick six. Obviously, it kind of changed the momentum of the game a little bit. Going into the half, you know, we could have been down, you know, significantly more than 10-0 at the time. And all of a sudden, it's 10-7. We're down three at half. And, you know, then our offense comes out and gets a score to start the second half. And then we turn around and get another pick six on the ensuing possession for them. So all of a sudden we're up 21-10. And then it became kind of a battle back and forth, you know, down towards the end. And then we end up throwing the interception. That kind of led to their last touchdown that kind of put it a 10-point margin.
And you know, you mentioned early a game of two halves. And obviously, you go into halftime and you feel pretty good about how your defense is playing, you know, and you probably split the team, you know, and you know they talk with their position coaches and coordinators, and you come out and, as you said, you get a score pretty quick in the third quarter, and got to feel really good at that point about how the momentum maybe of the game has turned. And then, you know, defensively, just not able to get that key stop when you needed it.
Yeah, it was disappointing. You know, obviously, defensively, when you're kind of looking, okay, we've taken back control of the game, and you know, not being able to get off the field. You know, and credit them. They're a good football team. Great running backs. They did some nice things offensively to create some mismatches in certain cases, too. So credit them. But, a little disappointing defensively, obviously, in the second half.
Well, and, you know, we're talking about almost halfway through the third quarter. It's a tight game, and then it becomes a shootout at that point. The offenses kind of take over, and it's like a ping pong match back and forth.
Yeah, I can imagine it was pretty fun to watch. all of a sudden, the first half
from a fan standpoint,
very stagnant first half. Pretty much on both sides of the ball, and then all of a sudden, it's second half turns into a completely opposite game.
So, looking towards next week, you did have some injuries. I was talking to Ian, and you did have some injuries on defense. How are those guys looking for this upcoming game against Hope? You're opening a MIAA game here.
Yeah, we didn't have Shea LaRue, who's probably our best defensive lineman. And, obviously that hurt against Greenville. He's back. He's ready to go, so that helps. Still doesn't look like we're going to have Donnie McCary. It's probably another couple weeks before we'll find out if we can get him back. It's one of those things where you just got to get the next guy up.
Yep. You
got to be ready to play. But it is nice having Shea back. Offensively, Koloski's probably done for the season. Mm-hmm. So that's a bummer because he was starting to play well. He had a good game against, I believe it was Defiance, and then also against Bluffton. It looks like he's probably done for the season. And, losing Anthony Greer again this week kind of hurts. He kind of shined brightly as a running back for us in that game. And the next thing you know, he's out again, and it's just – okay, here we go. Next guy up.
Yeah. And, those guys, I think I want to make sure I phrase this right. In kind of a backhanded way, it for those guys should make coming to practice a little easier and a little more important because they are the next man up.
Sure.
And, hopefully it translates into being, very coachable and willing to do what it takes to put the team ahead of themselves, and I'm sure that's something you guys preach all the time, and it truly is. This is your opportunity, and this is why we brought you here. We think you can play at this level. Might be a little sooner than we thought you might have to play at this level, but we have confidence in you to do the job.
Yeah, obviously, going into a week when prior, it's a lot easier than when it happens in a game.
Sure.
Or early in a game, and the next thing you know, you got your backups in that didn't get as many reps as, obviously your ones. So, that helps just kind of knowing right off the cuff, okay, this is who we got, this is what we got to do.
Right.
And it does create some excitement for some of those guys, and everybody's got to understand, you never know what's going to happen. That's why you can't get frustrated where you're at on the depth chart. You just got to keep working hard, and when your opportunity comes, you got to take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So looking towards this game this weekend, MIAA opening against Hope College, how are they looking this year? I know they've won a few games. How's it looking for you guys going into this?
Yeah, I would say they're very strong offensively. They do a great job in their run game. It's one of those things where you kind of look at it and you got to figure out a way to slow them down in their run game and kind of force them to throw the ball and take some different chances and things defensively to control their run game. But, they're a good football team, well-coached, and, we just, it's just like I talked to the guys after everything. We just got to do your responsibility. Don't worry about anything else. If everybody does their responsibility, we're going to be in great shape. So. Yep. You just kind of keep preaching, just kind of do your job, don't try to do too much, do what you're supposed to do, and don't worry about anything else.
Well, yeah, having all 11 guys on the same page, and as you said, doing your job is so critical to success. Defensively, what challenges do they pose to your offense?
Yeah, there'll be a basically a forefront. You know, a lot of line games up front, moving, so we're going to have to be able to handle movement and their blocking schemes. And then, you know, in the secondary, they're basically a kind of a loose coverage a little bit. So you got to be able to take advantage of certain things that you can look for underneath, and then if they start to crowd down, obviously go over the top. So it's going to be a challenge, you know. But I think our guys are going to be up for it.
Well, it sounds like you got the right plan in place to move forward, Coach. Kickoff at 3 p.m. this Saturday. Hope College coming to town.
Yep.
All right.
All right.
Thanks again, Coach, and we will talk to you next Wednesday at 8:10, as we do every week. Head Coach Jim Deere of the Adrian College Bulldogs football program.